Well, hi there. This is a Sojourner speaking to you from the Sojourners World Hub, United States of America. We have a very special guest here with us today. He is the president of Gideon's in Australia. His name is Ray Cullen, and this is a fascinating man. We're so happy to have you with us, Ray. I'd like for you to tell us a little bit, some of your experiences, a little bit about Gideon's, just something that I think the people would like to hear.
Well, thank you, Ron. It's great to be here. I've traveled to many different countries on behalf of the Gideon's ministry. Gideon's, as you know, distribute the Bibles into the highways and byways of life. We place about a million scriptures every 5 days around the world. I've been in many different areas of Asia, and we have Gideon's in most countries, in 190 countries actually around the world, and we distribute the Bibles in 92 different languages. Some of the areas I've been to in areas such as Malaysia, which is a very strong 75% Muslim country, but there's still quite a significant group of Christian people there. The churches are active, and the Gideons are very active as well. As a matter of fact, I met a Gideon in that particular country who was able to tell me that in the 14 years he had been a Gideon, he had personally led 1,000 people to Christ. Also in the area there, we met people in high places in who have been helping us enormously in placing the Word of God, particularly into the hotels. And I went into one hotel. I met the lady in charge. She had 275 staff under her. I was speaking to her personal assistant, and I told her what it meant to be a Christian, and her personal assistant gave her heart to Christ that day. A very important thing for her, because this lady she had been witnessing to for quite a number of years. I've also been to the countries of Burma, Myanmar, a really quite difficult country for Christian people. But the Gideons in that country have been distributing the Word of God actively in an ever-increasing numbers in that country. And we're talking about something up around 300,000 copies in a year. And that is a significant amount of scriptures in a country such as Burma. We're talking about an area where I went to visit a doctor who was the president of one of the Gideon camps. He said he had a man had come into that particular hospital where he was the head surgeon. He operated on him. He had a bad injury to his foot. At the end of the time, the man came back and said that he was very happy with the way the doctor had worked on his body, and he was feeling well. He said, "What could I do to help you?" And the doctor knew that he was the principal of the large prison in the area, and he said, "Well, we've been trying for 10 years to be able to put Gideon scriptures into your prison. Could we do that?" And the man said, "Well, I think I could allow you to come in, you alone, to come in and to place the scriptures." So the opportunity was there for them every Christmas to come in to bring some food and to distribute 1,000 scriptures to all the mainly Buddhist prisoners, inmates. So a great opportunity in that particular area, and the amount of Gideons are growing enormously in that particular country of Burma. Also in the country of Nepal, we went in there, and when I first went in, we just had 5 groups of Gideons there, and that has grown significantly now around that particular country and most of the major centres. And this last year, I think we're looking at placing around 250,000 scriptures in Nepal. So these are just a few indications of the amazing things God is doing as he opens up the way for the Christian people in these countries, where it's really quite difficult.
Well, Ray, that is wonderful. You know, I'm a person, I personally have a great deal of thanks for the Gideons. The little testament that I was given when I was in elementary school was something that I treasured and read, and I believe had a great part in my accepting Christ and my Christian life. And so I have always had great respect for Gideon's. I appreciate Gideon's, what they do. And I couldn't let this opportunity pass to have you here and not be able for us to do record a little session so that people could hear the kinds of things that you folks do around the world.
I think it would be just important as well to mention that in the Eastern Bloc countries in particular, since the war came down in back in the, I think, 1990, some 90 million scriptures have been placed by the Gideons alone in that particular part of the world. So that is a significant amount of scriptures.
My, that is.
Yeah.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, so that's just another segment of where the Word of God is going out in large numbers. In South America, the numbers are well over 20 million each year just placed into South America alone. So the Word of God It does not return to him void. It's achieving great and mighty things around the world, and we appreciate the opportunity just to share these just shortly on these things.
Well, we are just, we're thrilled, we're honored to have you here. We're honored to have you here at the World Hub. We're honored to have you in the United States. And we are just so pleased with the work that you do and the other Gideons around the world. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you for the opportunity, Ron. It was great.